Over the course of the year, the president has had cause to invite the various factions in the Togolese impasse. He's met the various leaders of the opposition, I mean, one-on-one in Accra. He's held several meetings with the incumbent president, President Faure Gnassingbé. And tomorrow, he's facilitating a dialogue, the first formal dialogue between the 14 opposition parties in total and the incumbent president to find common ground or to find ways by which we can bring an end to the impasse and at least ensure that the Togolese people are able to live their lives in normalcy. So it's just a continuation of the processes he's been engaged in over the course of last year, and also ensuring that at least for the first time since the disturbances began, this will be the first time the opposition and the incumbent government would have cause to sit down together and then try and find common ground as to how to solve whatever problems there is in this country. In addition to the political parties that the president will be meeting, he'll also be engaging with the leaders of civil society, that is, who also have credible voice in this country, as to how they can also join the cause to find common ground amongst the political parties. This is his own personal initiative he has undertaken since he became president. At the end of the day, we know we are bordered to the east by Togo, our immediate neighbors to the east. So whatever problems occur there, definitely we in Ghana will be the country to bear the brunt. So in order to avoid anything, at least he's taking it upon himself to ensure that at least he's able to facilitate the dialogue between the leaders of the opposition as well as the government.
Director of Communications at the Presidency, Eugene Ahin.